An official at the Department of Homeland Security says political appointees in the Trump administration ordered him to downplay the threat of Russia's interference in the upcoming election and to downplay threats from white supremacy to better serve the political interests of the president. For more on this, let's bring in NPR national security correspondent Greg Myrie. Greg, there's a lot in this new complaint, but first let's start with the whistleblower himself, Brian Murphy. Who is he and why is he coming forward right now?
Brian Murphy was the head of the intelligence branch at Homeland Security, and that's an operation that usually doesn't get very much attention. But he cropped up in the news in July. At that time, the Washington Post reported he was directing a DHS effort to follow the social media accounts of journalists who were covering the protests out in Portland, Oregon. Now, he says this is not accurate. He's disputing this. Nonetheless, he was removed from that post in July and given an administrative job that he said is a demotion. He says the real reason he was moved because he was complaining about DHS leadership.
And he says that on at least two separate occasions, he was told to downplay the danger of Russian interference in the election. What does he say about that?
So he says the acting head of DHS, Chad Wolf, told him this in May and again in July. And Wolf apparently told him that this was something that made President Trump look bad. Wolf also said, according to the complaint, that this was coming from the White House. Now, the DHS denies all this, but as we well know, President Trump has repeatedly challenged intelligence, saying that Russia helped him in 2016 and may well be doing it again this year.
And DHS is not the only intelligence agency or only agency of the government that is involved in looking into stuff like Russian election interference. Give us some perspective on the role they play in the intelligence community.
Sure. So the DHS role is relatively small, and no one is suggesting that they found some major Russian plot that's being covered up. So they're not one of the big players, but they do play a crucial role in disseminating the intelligence community findings and sharing it with states, local law enforcement. And so that's where they do play a very important role.
The other thing that I mentioned from this whistleblower was that he said he was told to downplay the threat of white nationalism in the United States and focus instead on the threat of leftists, militant movements like Antifa. What do we know about that?
So Brian Murphy says he was told that any reports on these matters should be in sync with what President Trump was saying publicly. Again, DHS is denying this, but with our own eyes, we've seen the Trump administration talk much more about threats on the far left, even though analysts say the evidence shows that groups on the far right have been involved in many more violent episodes.
What happens now with this? I know Democrats are requesting that Murphy testify before the House Intelligence Committee behind closed doors this month.
So I won't try to predict the outcome of this specific case, but the Democrats say that this points to this larger issue that the Trump administration is trying to politicize the intelligence community, raising questions about the way the administration is handling sensitive information that could be election related.
That is Greg Myrie, NPR national security correspondent. Greg, thank you.
My pleasure.